Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Cats, game one on the diamond here in Toyton Family Stadium last night. Took the first game of a big series in the conference as they take down in game one the Texas Tech Red Raiders 3-2. Last night in game one of three games against the 14th ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders in a showdown of number 3 and number 4 teams in the top half of the Big 12 conference there. What a performance last night by K-State starter Owen Barenema there. And then getting timely hitting by Roberto Pena. Who else, folks, with a 2-run bomb there to propel K-State to this 1-run victory over Red Raiders to kick off a huge series this weekend. Of course, game two, I'm recording this a few hours ahead of game two, which is going to be 4 o'clock later on today. It's K-State. They have the chance now to take the series here. We'll see, though. But Texas Tech, obviously, have plans to have other ideas in this one. But the Cats are Cats there. Taking another step forward in being ranked. And this, again, this is not surprising. We've seen it in Pete Hughes' track record since he's taken over this baseball team for Kansas State. His teams know how to beat ranked opponents. And again, they did it again last night, particularly at home. Roberto Pena launched his 12th home run of the season there as well to put K-State up for good in this one. Pete Hughes, after the game, saying that, quote, "That was a great college baseball game." He goes on to say, quote, "We saw two really great starts from both pitchers with great defense. In one of those tight games, it's either going to be a big error or a big hit that's going to win it. And we were fortunate enough to get the big hit." And not only that, you got solid pitching as well from Barenema as well, who pitched 6 strong for K-State in this one. As we take a look inside the box score here, folks, Kansas State going to 27-16 on this season, and now get their 10th conference win of the season, 10-6 in conference play, and look to tackle another one here later on this afternoon in game two, folks. The time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes. The attendance once again nearing 2,000 K-Staters there at Toyota. The home attendance this year has been rock solid. And another strong outing last night for K-State Nation, showing up for our Batcats there. K-State, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Red Raiders, 2 runs, 6 hits in an error in this one there as well. Barenema, 6 strong innings, 6 hits, 2-run ball. Both of those were earned runs, 4 walks, whew, but 7 strikeouts. But say so, you try to get the, so baseball is all about getting those breaks the right way. Well, Barenema did do that. Walk 4 batters, but bear down and struck out 7 Red Raiders in this game. Ty Rule picked up the W in this one. 2 strong innings of hitless ball, 2 walks and a strikeout. And Tyson Neighbors picked up his 8th save for Kansas State here in 2023. Not a perfect ninth. Inning, a walk in there. No hits, no runs. A walk in that line there for Tyson Neighbors. The closure here at K-State in this one. Roberto Pena, woo, your 9-hole hitter. This is what you get. He's been moving around from, 6th to 9th in the order, sometimes 5th in the order, but he had a big hit last night. It's when he drove in all 3 runs in his baseball game last night. One for two in the game. Yeah, 1 for 2 in this game. Let's see here. Others here. Nick Goodwin had 2 more hits. He went 2 for 4. Kalen Culpepper added another 2 hits as well. Brady Day, 1 for 4. Cash Rugley continues to get on base. He went 1 for 4 in this game. Brendan Jones was the leadoff man for Pete Hughes' club last night there. So the loss for Texas Tech, 14th ranked Texas Tech, belonged to Ryan Free. He goes to 5 and 4, there after Molina Mason started for Tech. This was a pitcher's duel last night, as Pete Hughes mentioned there to the media last night. Mason, 6 innings, 6 hits, a run. That was earned, no walk, struck out six, free an inning, three hits, two runs, all of them both earned, no walks or strikeout, and Ethan Combs rounding out the Red Raiders pitching staff lineup last night there as well. So, look, Kansas State now goes to 14-5 at Toyton here in 2023, and with last night's win, for right now, heading into Game 2 this afternoon, Kansas State is second in the Big 12, 10-6, folks. So, and K-State last night also grabbed their third ranked win over a ranked opponent last night, and this time it was 14-ranked Texas Tech. So again, Game 2 later on this afternoon, 4 o'clock Central Time, a little bit after 4 at Toyton Family Stadium. If you're around Manhattan, K-State Nation, this weekend, definitely show out for your baseball Cats there. As they look, the opportunity's there. Cats can take the series with, of course, one more tomorrow there. So that'll be another big step as they try to get momentum here down the closing stretch as we about to approach May here in 2023. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Find it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new, you listen to this podcast for the first time ever, appreciate you for giving us a download and a listen. Next thing you need to do, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Hit that alert button every time we post a daily, a postcast, or a weekly of this Kansas State podcast. Of course, episode 155 is now up wherever you get your podcasts. I rode solo this week, giving you the latest around all things K-State. So you want to make sure you go check that out as well this weekend. And we'll step back in here a little bit later on. Julius Brents, he got drafted last night. We'll have more on that here later on tonight on this Saturday, folks. The last Saturday in May. So congratulations there to Julius Brents to the Indianapolis Colts. So we'll have more on that later on tonight there as well. But, oh, and I better mention this here. Our DMs are open, as mentioned in episode 155 of the Pro Project Podcast. Weekly, mine is at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And my co-host Alex Aiden at AFACHTEN. Alex, and that must be his F, must be his middle name. I probably need to ask him that, but that's just a guess out of left field there as well. So questions, DMs on Twitter now open until May 15th. We want to at least do once a month questions with our listeners. So we want to provide an opportunity. So it's open now, and we really want to. I know there's listeners out there because people have been listening to this podcast. People have been talking about it. So definitely, you have a question, feel free to DM one of us on Twitter, and maybe we might have to open up Instagram for more on that. But that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, postcast edition. K-State getting off on the right foot, taking the first game of a huge series over 14-ranked Texas Tech last night, 3-2. We'll see what happens in Game 2 later on this afternoon. Go Cats.